It's time for the We Got the Geek Survey.
Hey, this is Jace 2, and welcome to this week's Geek Survey. And let me explain what we did this time out. So, a couple of weeks back, I was lucky enough to be asked by Cytel in St. Catharines to do a podcast. They were having a special Comic-Con themed day at work, and it was pretty decent, actually. Lots of people in cool costumes, and there was a popcorn lady, and Dusty was there on behalf of Pulp Comics selling books. Fantastic day. Had a great time. Met a lot of nice, cool new people. And, of course, I brought out the We Got the Geek dice rolling game that we bring out to our events, and a lot of people took part in it, and we're going to share their answers with you right now. So stay tuned and enjoy.
Roll the dice and answer whatever number you get, and you get a prize.
So nine. What is your favorite super team headquarters?
Oh, there's the Batcave, there's Avengers Mansion.
I'm going to say Hall of Justice.
Nice.
Good one. Nice one.
You next?
Yeah. For you, for answering a question.
Yeah.
It's not really, but nice.
Can I do it?
Yeah, go ahead.
So two, what is your favorite movie? Or what is your least favorite movie?
I haven't seen it. But Scissorhands, whatever his name is.
Oh, Johnny Depp. I hear you.
Want a comic?
Here, for answering, you get a comic. There you go.
My favorite comic book movie.
Yeah, there's a ton of them.
I would say X-Men.
Good choice. Excited about the new one coming up? X-Men Days of Future Past. Hugh Jackman's coming back for the seventh time.
That's always good.
It's a time travel movie. So you got the guys from the original and
Doctor Who nerd.
Nice.
Actually, in my bag, I have Sonic Screwdriver as well.
Hey guys, we're gonna
cool.
Be back because we are gonna start and we're gonna.
What's real awesome is we just got our daughter a Sonic Screwdriver. She's right into Matt Smith.
I have a Dalek pillow.
Oh, yeah?
When you press the little plunger thing, it's gonna terminate.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. And we have a. The podcast, these answers will probably be up within the week, so check out the website. It's on the card in the comic bag.
One. What is your favorite movie? I'd say Iron Man 3.
That's a good one.
I am so excited that it's coming out.
I believe it's released today, actually.
Yes, yes.
Cool.
But I'm not allowed to buy it because I have to wait for the collector's edition.
I guess the Blu-ray has a real cool short about the lady from Captain America. So cool, and cool costume, by the way.
Does it look creepy?
So you got...
Is that a 9 or a 6?
Either one. You decide.
Who is my favorite super team?
Yeah.
I'd have to say the Fantastic Four.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Hey.
What number?
20.
Oh! Who's your favorite superhero movie actor, actress? Wolverine.
Jessica Alba.
Hugh Jackman.
No! Hugh Jackman.
Jessica Alba.
Good choice.
Why take Hugh Jackman?
And he's playing him for the seventh time, too.
Did he win?
He's one of my favorites.
Right?
Have you seen the Wolverine yet?
Yeah, I
have. He was best superhero movie this year.
It is.
It's real easy. Just roll the dice, and there's 20 questions, whatever number you land on. Well, it's your choice, whatever the answer is.
I don't think I have a good answer.
Oh, they're all good answers.
Wait a minute. I heard that you had a costume. What? I heard you had a costume.
Who, me? I had a costume?
All right, so number two, and that's a good one. It's what is your least favorite movie? So what movie do you regret paying money to see?
I think my most regretted movie was Master of Disguise.
Good answer.
With Dana Carvey. I was super excited for it. Like, I was super stoked, and it was really bad.
And then it was one 2-hour-long Data has to fart all the time joke.
Yeah.
Turtle.
Good answer, actually.
Thank you.
Here is your prize.
Oh, a prize!
I'm confused.
10.
What is your favorite animated series?
Animated series?
Yeah.
Fox Animations on Sunday, Saturday morning cartoons.
Beetlejuice.
Good answer, actually. I have a prize.
Thanks.
No problem.
Side by sides.
Three.
Who is your favorite superhero?
Oh, okay.
We could still pull a...
I could go Batman.
He is badass. thoughts on Ben Affleck as Batman?
Really? Who's your manager?
Haven't seen much of his work, so I'm not going to say anything on him, yay or nay on him yet.
Yeah. Okay,
for some reason, I'm the defender of Ben Affleck, and I'm telling everyone this could be a good idea.
I hate the idea because of what he did to Daredevil. However, without Ben Affleck, Daredevil wasn't a horrible movie.
However, it's 10 years later, and he's done some pretty awesome movies lately.
As a director.
And he was good in those movies, too. Did you see The Town?
I did.
He was great in that.
But it was him that I drove to that for.
Right.
There's a lot more in that movie.
So, 8.
Okay.
Right on.
Awesome.
What is the geekiest item I own? Right now, it's my Kobo box.
Cool, good answer.
Because I don't even use it to read. I use it to get on the internet before I go to bed at night.
This is a comic for you.
Oh, thank you.
And you're cool, so I'll give you a magnet as well.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, we have my friend Deb rolling the dice, and she got number 10. So that would be, what is your favorite animated series?
Let's see, I don't know, animated?
Yeah, cartoons.
Yeah, I don't know, it's been a while. animated.
How about like a broom thing that might be easier?
What is that? I can't.
That's alright.
Animated. Series?
Yo!
Or just, you know, Bugs Bunny, Flintstones.
Oh, what's that? We have a standing joke. Me and my boyfriend. I call him Red Leg Hog Foghorn. What's his name?
Oh, Foghorn Leghorn.
Yes, and I get it all mixed up.
That cool rooster. Yes, he was funny.
Yeah, that cool rooster. So
cool. Good answer.
Yeah.
So Iron Man is your favorite comic book movie? Cool. You see Iron Man 3? Yes.
Yeah, I did.
What did you think?
Out on DVD today.
It's amazing, and nobody else liked it.
2.
What is my least favorite movie? Oh.
I always like those answers better than the favorite movie.
You gotta think about it.
Yeah. Like, what do you regret spending money on to see? Or 2 hours of your life you'll never get back.
Right? I'm trying to think of what movie really disappointed me. Oh. Tron. The new Tron. Hated it.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah. Cool.
Hated that movie.
Understandable.
There is your prize.
Oh, very cool.
What issue did you have?
Year one.
All right, so you've rolled a 4, and number 4 is, who is your favorite supervillain?
Supervillain? Everyone should win.
Is it running?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let's go with Doc Ock. With his arms, and his destructiveness, I like it.
One of the best portrayals in movie, too. Spider-Man 2, he's awesome in that.
Yeah, he turned out all right.
Yeah. So here's your prize, sir.
Oh, perfect, thank you.
No problem.
So question number 4. Who's your favorite super villain? Oh. Okay, so do I have to give a lot? It's you, actually.
That is a good answer.
All right. So just answer your question?
Yeah, whatever is your favorite supervillain.
All right. So are you recording?
We are.
You're already recording.
We are already
so my
recording.
Favorite supervillain is the Joker.
Nice.
He's crazy.
You like the Joker in the movies at all? Or?
I like the Joker. I like the most recent Joker.
Okay.
Yeah. He did a really good job. He was kind of crazy.
He was good.
Yeah, so I enjoyed him. He was awesome. Yeah.
Here's your prize.
I get a prize.
So So you 18. Got number 18?
If a movie was being made about your life, who would you want to play you? I guess Nicolas Cage, because he's kind of like one of those crazy, quirky characters.
Oh, cool. Good answer. And he'd probably do it, because he does every single movie now.
Yeah, and you ask him, he's in.
Except The Expendables 3. That's the one he was choosy with. There you go.
Oh, thank
That's
you.
A prize. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
All right, we have Tim here rolling the dice, and we'll see what he gets. Number 5. What is your favorite comic book movie?
I don't know. I don't do comic books.
Spider-Man. Cool. Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield.
Yes.
All right. Good answer.
Good answer.
There you go, sir. Thanks for playing.
Thanks, buddy.
So what number did you get? You got
16.
16? So who is your least favorite superhero and why?
Well, probably
The Joker,
because he's just not a very nice man.
No, he's not. But it's a good costume.
It is a very good costume.
Why so serious?
Hey, Jordan. Exactly. And the fellow that died, he was really good. He was scary.
It's really bad because I was still working here back then, and for some reason everyone's go-to nerd here. Guy floor walking says, I gotta tell you something important, like you have to get off the phone when you're done that call. And I'm thinking I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
So he goes, Heath Ledger died, I read that today.
Aww.
And then the worst but funniest thing he says is, I have one question, did he finish the Batman movie?
Oh.
Goes, I know that's terrible to ask, and my first opinion was, it is terrible, but it was my first thought right now too.
Yeah, I think you weren't alone, so don't worry.
So okay. Sorry to Top Jack.
Yeah, definitely. Alright, 6.
Who's your favorite super team?
What's up? My coach gave me, told me to bring him up. I'm not sure.
It's the X-Men. It's the Astonishing X-Men, more particular.
Oh, nice. Nice. As written by Joss Whedon, I believe.
Yeah, Emma Frost in that series was a lot of fun, too.
Oh, yeah. And the Return of Colossus.
Yeah.
Cool. So, I'm going to give you a prize here. And I got to ask you, your shirt says, never forget your first doctor. Who was your first doctor?
My first doctor was actually 11. I'm a newbie.
Me too, actually. I just started 2 months ago.
It's so good.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. You looking forward to the new guy?
I am.
Yeah, I think he's going to do a good job, actually.
I just watched his show, In the Loop, his movie, In the Loop.
Oh, yeah?
It was good.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. All right, so you got 11.
What is your favorite TV series?
Well, that's because he had Big Bang Theory on there.
I'd have to say favorite TV series going right now, probably Arrow.
Oh, great show. Coming back next month, Barry Allen, The Flash, is on this year.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I'll be looking forward to it. I like it. It's the beginning part a little dry. It's a little hard to get into, but I like it.
It's as realistic a superhero show as you're going to get, too, I guess. And they're pretty... I guess it's similar to the comic, I guess.
No, you got to separate.
What's this one?
Never associate. You'll give yourself a headache. So you
have
to answer questions?
Yeah. Roll the dice. Whatever answer you get.
No, I forgot comics. You should have a shirt that says that.
Oh, no. I thought about
today
that I
who is my favorite super team?
And every other day is a comic
book.
Oh, great answer, actually. Great answer. Do you have a favorite guy on the team?
Aquaman.
Where are all the comics
from? Nice.
Aquaman.
I'll say that.
He's underrated.
They are really writing him badass now, too.
Yeah. Like
he sold him a car in the first issue.
Did you see this?
The latest issue?
No, there was a movie which came out with Aquaman, and it's just like... I don't even remember what it was. It's just
I haven't seen that one
movie.
Yet. This is for you for playing, though. Thanks a lot.
Thank
you. We got another one coming up here. 20.
Who is your favorite superhero movie actor or actress?
It's okay. I'll protect you.
I'm going to have to go with Christopher Reeve's Superman.
Ah, classic.
Yes. Nobody has done Superman as good as him since.
That is correct. At least the first two Superman movies, anyhow.
Yeah.
Three I'll give a pass to.
Yeah.
I will see my Christopher Reeve's too.
Although I will say that it was pretty phenomenal seeing him come into Smallville.
Oh, that was
a little
great.
While. That was actually
that was
really
fantastic. Yeah, no one's been better than him, for sure. There you go, sir.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for playing. And now, sitting here with us on the podcast, we have a guy I work with every day in our department. Adam is here. And he might not know this, but he kind of is a geek, which is a good thing. I think the first time I knew you were a geek is when you started imitating Bane at work.
We're looking for the...
It doesn't matter who we are. What matters is our plan.
Nice. And I know we've had big discussions on Wolverine and the Punisher. And well,
many movies that we usually discuss.
And you've been lately getting into the DC animated movies.
That is correct.
You saw Batman Year One, I guess?
Year One was 2 weeks ago. The Under the Red Hood or Mask was my favorite so far.
Cool. Cool. So, since I know you, I'll get you to roll the dice if you want, but I'm going to ask you three questions.
You can ask me what questions you want. That's easier.
Okay, well, I had a question on the thing, what is your favorite movie? But I think the more interesting one is, what is your least favorite? Because there's always a funny answer in there. What do you regret paying money to see, or 2 hours of your life
you'll
never get back?
See, 2 hours I will never get back would be 9/11. Fahrenheit 9/11.
Michael Moore, yeah.
Movies that I actually sat at home and watched would be Ghost Rider 2. That is 2 hours I will never get back in my life.
Well, he pees fire.
Unfortunately.
You can't live with that.
That was actually one of the more exciting parts of the movie.
And that's bad.
That's bad.
Alright, let's say there was going to be a movie made about you. What actor would you like to play you in the movie?
It would have to be Dwayne Johnson.
The Rock.
Or Antonio Banderas. Or John Stamos. Any one of those three would be it.
Well, it's interesting you brought up The Rock, because I remember the day you got excited when you found out there was a supervillain called Black Adam.
Yes, sir.
Captain Marvel's villain.
I was actually over the moon when I found out they named the character after me.
At one point, The Rock was being considered to play him in a movie, which would have been fantastic.
I still think they should make it.
They should.
They still should make that.
That would be great. All right, sir, well, I appreciate you taking part in the Geek podcast today. I'm going to give you a prize.
Oh, great.
Kind of prize.
Captain America, man out of time for you.
I would definitely take that.
Did you buy
I just bought now.
And he did purchase Walking Dead issue 1.
That is true.
For $1.
Not bad.
I know you're excited about coming back next month.
You kidding me? I've already got the calendar set.
I remember the day where you got all the episodes right back to back. Season 1 and 2, I think it was.
Yeah. I want to throw them all in a day or two at the most. I'm hoping they do the marathon too to break into it.
I think so. Are you into Breaking Bad as well? Because Breaking Bad is playing, or AMC is playing all 61 episodes of it this week.
Up until the
finale next week, yeah.
Nice.
And are you going to watch Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I am going to have to miss it tonight. Hopefully off the TV.
I'm sure they'll rerun it.
That too, right? It's going to be on every day after the initial set of time.
Cool. Well, thanks again, man.
Hey, thanks a lot, man.
I appreciate it. All right, what number did you roll? 15?
15.
All right, 15 is... What is your favorite comic book?
Well, I'm DC guy, so... Talking New 52?
Sure. All right.
New 52, have you guys read The Court of the Owls?
Yeah.
Fantastic. One of the best stories of the New 52.
Yeah, it's so good. I've got to say, that's it right now.
Oh, that's fantastic. Cool.
And replace somebody. They brought in a bad guy outside of the box and made him legit right away.
And the cool thing is they didn't change Batman too much once they did the New 52. Which they still have to explain how he had 4 Robins in 6 years.
That's fine. My big thing was all I wanted out of the switchover. You hit with Flashpoint, which was such an epic finish to the prior.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you remember the end of Flashpoint, Flash and Batman had that conversation about his father, and they still kind of linked each other. Yeah. Well, at that point of him returning to time, I figured that should have been the point of the New 52. All of the universe has changed because of Flashpoint returning to normal.
Yeah.
So if they left a little signature between Flash and Batman to have that friendship between the end of Flashpoint, I would have been all over it. They haven't done anything wrong with the New 52 yet, though.
Some of it's been slow.
Slow, but not wrong.
Like, they even made Aquaman a good character.
Yeah, but Geoff Johns can do that to anybody.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
Geoff Johns can do anything.
Cool. Because you've been so cool, I'm giving you a magnet, too. Well, thanks
Thank
a lot,
you.
Man. I appreciate it.
God.
It's real easy. There's no wrong answer.
I'm not good at this.
13.
13.
What superpower do you wish you could have?
I wish I could fly.
That would be a good one for sure.
Yeah.
Or turn invisible.
Yeah, invisible girl.
What are you talking about? I was at work all day. Did you see me?
Well, here you go. Here's your Captain America comic for playing.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
You know what they are?
All right. I like rolling 12 set a day. No, this isn't even 12. This is what, 20?
20.
20 set a day.
So 15.
15.
What is your favorite comic book?
That's a tough question.
Is it The Walking Dead?
The Walking Dead is my favorite show. Graphic novel, probably The Walking Dead. Favorite comic book? I'm going to have to say Amazing Spider-Man for the series.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool, and I know you can't see this out there, but he's wearing a kick-ass Rick Grimes costume.
Because it's a Ricktatorship, folks.
That's awesome. Hey, I appreciate it, sir.
Oh, not a problem. Thank you.
Stay tuned, loyal listeners. There's more We Got the Geek still to come.
A new spin on the traditional comic book store. Pulp Comics is the place to buy all your new comics, graphic novels, toys, and collectibles. Located at 4559 Queen Street in Niagara Falls, we have over 20,000 back issues, Wi-Fi, arcade, posters, DVDs, MTG, RPG games, board games, complete with 1,400 square feet of gaming tables and vintage arcade downstairs. Pulp Comics cares about you and your comic buying experience. That's why all of our comics are bagged and boarded, whether you're a pull list subscriber or just shop off the rack. Table rentals are now $5 for a full session of tabletop goodness. Bring your own game or play any of the available house games. Cards, dice, pawns, and pencils, everything you need for an evening of competitive social interaction, schemes and intrigue, luck, both good and bad included, and an awful lot of fun. At Pulp Comics, we have the fiction for your affliction.
We have four 19. Here, and 19? What comic book would you like to see turned into a movie?
Congrats on the
I know there's a lot that are movies already.
There's already, the ones I want are already movies, so it's kind of hard to...
Want to do another one?
Sure, I'll do another one.
All right.
I'm bringing them by...
Thanks.
What about Candy?
I don't want Candy.
The geekiest item I own?
Yeah.
Yeah,
probably be my computer that I built myself.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Cool. Cool answer. I'm going to get you a comic for your part in this. We have a Cyber Force, number
awesome.
Four.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, roll the dice, and then we'll see what question you get.
All right. I got 12.
Oh, so that is, who is your favorite alien?
My favorite alien?
Yeah.
So this is like limited to, yeah, I guess Elf or like...
Elf's good.
The Greys or... I don't know.
He enjoyed eating cats. That was fun.
I don't know. I'm going to have to go with like the alien from Aliens.
Ah, good choice.
The acid spitters. I mean, they have a lot to say about them really. So I'm going to go with them.
Cool. Scared the crap out of me when I was a kid.
Exactly. Like, not so much Alien, but Aliens.
Ah, yes.
The second one. That's
Michael Biehn.
Yes, that's what I'm going with. The game over, man. Game over. That's what I... So.
Cool answer. Cool impression. I'm going to give you a comic for your time, Steve.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
And because I like you so much, I'll give you a magnet as well.
Oh, amazing. Thank you so much.
Thanks, man.
Because the question was, what superpower do you wish you had? And the first thing I thought was so that I could see through things. And I'm like, oh, God, but everyone would be naked. And that freaked me out.
That's not good.
That's not good at all.
I'd be all right.
What'd you get this time? 15?
What's your favorite comic book?
Oh,
that's lame. I don't really read comics.
I am that guy.
Want to do it again?
Mm-hmm.
Only because I would say Archie and then you'd make fun of me.
There is an Archie zombie series coming out.
If a movie was being made about your life, who would you want to play you? I got that one.
Oh, who would you pick?
Janine Garofalo.
Nice.
Nice.
I'm going to give you a prize, even though you don't read comic books.
Oh, thank you. My husband does, though, so that's fun.
I'll give you a magnet as well.
Oh, super duper. Thank you.
That's my only
All right, I'm here with James, who I work with on a daily basis.
It's kind of terrifying, isn't it, though?
Yeah, and yeah. Sir, you might disagree with me, but like myself, you are a geek.
Somewhat.
And that's okay. Now, you can roll the dice if you want, but I do know three questions I want to ask you.
Okay, well, let's get with those first. Now,
All right. So, most people want to know what your favorite movie is, but I, on the other hand, am more interested in what is your least favorite movie. What do you wish you had
taken? Scarface.
Scarface, okay.
Scarface is the single worst film I've ever subjected myself to. Not because the movie's bad, but because everybody has seen it and is the worst thing I have to put myself through in certain crowds.
Okay.
Everyone's completely missed the entire moral of it. It's just about a guy who does too much blow and gets shot.
Pretty much.
And not even in an interesting way.
Okay.
Just terrible. It's one of those movies that you hear people quoting, and it's like, yes, you are in fact a gangster. Nice work, sir.
All right, man. Well, let's say they were going to make a James movie. Who would you want to play you in a movie?
Oh, God. You know, there was that book, Sex, Drugs, and Cocoa Puffs by Chuck Klosterman. Okay. I have one of those questions. Would you rather see a big budget like film of your life or a really fair but hard to watch documentary?
Oh, yeah.
I'd rather watch the fair but hard to watch documentary.
Oh, okay.
Just because I know it would be uncomfortable for everyone involved.
Oh, okay.
Especially me. For a film of my life, it would probably... Who's the worst actor you can think of?
The worst actor I can
think of? Yeah, because, I mean, it's going to be a film of my life. We can't afford anyone good, right?
Oh, jeez.
Colin Farrell.
Farrell.
He's been okay on... Like, he was all right in Bruges.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, God. Yeah, that would probably be really bad. I do sleepwalk sometimes.
And who
I hate Donnie Darko as well.
And who does the soundtrack to this movie?
Well, Nick Cave's doing a lot of soundtracks these days. I could probably get him on a swing.
Or Kenny Loggins.
Oh, God, yeah. Kenny Loggins. Kenny Loggins, my ass.
Trent Reznor.
Maybe he's doing a lot of stuff these days. My soundtrack would probably end up being, like, just old Devo songs, probably.
Cool.
Do like their first album.
Cool. And just so everyone knows Casey and I do the James Bond reviews. This is the guy that tried to talk me out of the Roger Moore film.
Oh, they're so bad.
You were right.
They're all terrible. There's not one that's good. Didn't he dress as a clown and shot someone in the face for a Fabergé egg or something?
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
That's just terrible.
It was.
There's no redeeming qualities.
Very creepy.
They're supposed to be.
Rightfully so.
There was no redeeming qualities in those movies. The only thing that would have made Beautiful Kill good is if Bowie had said yes, but apparently he read the script and said no.
Oh, yeah.
Which, you know the movie where Bond gets snuck up on by a blimp?
Yes.
Bond has no peripheral vision, and he's deaf, but he's played by Roger Moore in his 900, so that makes sense.
But you have said good things about the Timothy Dalton.
Those are good. Those are my first Bond films.
All
right. License to Kill was the first one I ever saw, which is the one that's least like every other Bond film, so I know that's kind of a weird...
Cool.
But like that or From Russia with Love or something.
Oh, that was a good one, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that one's the fight scene in the train is awesome.
Yeah.
In like a space, yay, big.
Nice.
Yeah. No, that movie's awesome.
Cool. Do you want to roll the dice real quick and see what you get?
Better
I have a special comic for you, actually.
Well, then let us do this.
20.
Oh, who's my favorite superhero movie actor/actress? We've talked about this. I know people always talk down about the Tim Burton Batman now, but like Michael Keaton was perfect for that movie because he was the lamest possible person to play Batman. Because there was no way you would ever believe that he was actually Batman.
It's true.
I thought that was the entire point. There's that one scene, and we've talked about this, where he's like sitting in the Batcave, which should be the coolest thing ever. He's sitting there with his blue sweater tucked into his jeans with like aviator, like not even sunglasses, just regular glasses on.
Yeah.
And he looks like Jerry Seinfeld.
He does, actually.
It's terrifying. It's so lame. So lame. It's perfect.
Cool. All right, man, I want to thank you for taking part in this. And
no, not a problem.
As a parting gift.
Sorry I had to be somewhat rushed.
You know this.
I got to go be yelled at.
I know you read some of this, so.
Oh, awesome.
American Vampire for you, sir.
Oh, awesome.
All right, what are you going to roll here?
14.
Who's your favorite Star Wars character?
Ben Quadranero.
Okay.
Do you know who that is?
Drawing a blank.
He's a pod racer. He looked like Humpty Dumpty, and at the very start, he blows up into the air, and then at the end, he crashes, right?
That's
very obscure character, but I was not a big fan of Star Wars.
Very interesting
answer. I'm
taking
a second question.
Go ahead, man.
Just because.
Take as many as you want.
What do we got? My favorite comic book.
Yeah, if you can narrow it down.
It all depends on how you do that. If you're going to go with favorite comic book, you could do anything by Lemire, anything by Ennis. I mean, most of the work by Geoff Johns. I'm going to say favorite comic book right now is definitely...
There's a little pop or whatever. I was going to come get popcorn
in again.
Thank you.
I would have to say I'm going with Lemire's Justice League Dark because it's the thing I'm reading right now.
That's a fantastic series.
Absolutely.
Roll your dice.
11.
Hi. 11.
What's your favorite TV series?
Like currently or?
All time. Or currently.
Thank you. You know, right now I just watched a couple episodes of Ray Donovan. It's pretty cool.
Okay.
He's a little bit of a badass. I like him.
Nice.
Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, cool. Ray Donovan, pretty cool.
Ray Donovan, I will look forward to watching that.
Yeah.
If you want. Here we go, Tim, rolling the dice.
What is your favorite superhero accessory?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to say Superman's cape.
Nice choice.
Yes.
It is an iconic cape. And I know you did enjoy the Smallville series as well.
I did. I loved it.
Yeah. You watching Arrow at all?
No, I haven't watched it at all.
Check that out. Just recommend
first,
it for me.
First episode of the first season, that was it so far.
Okay. You want to do another one?
Yeah, let's do another question.
I'm down for another one. 11.
What is your favorite TV series?
It can be all time if you want.
Well, you know what? I'm going to have to say Smallville. It's
great series.
The only series I've ever watched complete.
Really?
Beginning to end.
That's fantastic. Yeah,
that and Survivor.
Cool. Thanks, man.
No problem.
All right, we have Alyssa here who I work with, and she's rolling the dice. And what'd you get, a 12?
Yes.
Who is your favorite alien?
Does E.T. count?
He does.
Beautiful.
Definitely E.T. counts. Want to do another one?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Enjoy.
6 or 9, your choice.
Well, I don't really know the answer to either of them. Favorite super team is the Avengers.
It does.
Beautiful.
They're one of the main ones.
Fantastic. Well, I actually knew two answers to that. That's actually
cool.
Surprising.
That is awesome.
Number did you roll?
All right, so you got 18. If a movie was being made about your life, who would you want to play you?
Oh my gosh.
Woohoo!
Wow.
You most resemble Angelina Jolie, so you
might
as well go with that.
Yeah, really? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's go for it.
It's cool.
And I get to win something?
You do. Well, the comic books are for sale. Mm-hmm. You can answer a question here, get a free
there
comic
you go.
Book.
Wow, wait.
By answering one of his questions.
They're not hard.
It makes it very random.
It's not trivia or anything like that.
Five.
Oh, yeah. Five, so what is your favorite comic book movie?
Superman.
Sorry?
Superman.
Oh, Superman's good. They were playing it in there earlier.
All right.
18. If a movie was being made about your life, who would you want to be? Who would you want to play you?
Yeah.
Oh, easy. Natalie Portman.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good answer, actually.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes. She was in one of my favorite movies, Where the Heart Is.
Okay.
Yes. Walmart Baby.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just rolled the dice, and you got a 20. So, who is your favorite superhero movie actor or actress?
Favorite superhero, that's very right. Superhero movies.
Yeah.
Favorite one was obviously Dark Knight.
Yes.
Series, so.
Cool.
Yeah, that's definitely it. Actor?
Yeah, like, so Christian Bale's
Yeah,
Batman?
Christian Bale was the best Batman.
Oh, he was good,
yeah.
Yeah,
he was definitely. The best one of my life, so I'll go with Christian Bale.
We haven't seen Ben Affleck yet, though.
It'll be interesting. It can go either way,
yeah.
Really. So I really hope he does do good.
I'm worried about that after Daredevil.
Well, I mean, it's been 10 years since Daredevil, and he's had pretty good movies since.
I don't know, I think
his acting's improved.
140, all right. I gotta go back, but thank you very much.
Oh, no problem.
I'll go.
Sure.
I'm gonna go for number 8. I want number 8. Geekiest item I own.
Yeah, let's see if you get it. 16. What is your least favorite superhero and why?
Least favorite superhero. Oh, Superman's awesome. Least favorite superhero, I would have to say, would have been The Flash, just because all he does is run. Like, I don't like the fact that's all he's got for superpowers.
He has a cool costume, though.
Oh, yeah, he's got a cool costume, but he's not like Batman's a superhero because he's got all the gadgets. The Flash just runs.
That's true.
That's all he's got.
And if you want, you can answer 8 as well. So what is
the geekiest item my own is hands down, I have a Darth Malgus statue about this big.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
From Star Wars The Old Republic.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thanks, man. All right, so you got 8? Number 8, what is the geekiest item you own?
Hey, I think
Chucks.
That's the first time
that yeah, some Flash Converse, I guess.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, not really geeky. Whatever.
It works.
So cool. It's interesting when clothing and apparel makes the style, and you throw a comic book on it, and it's already perfect for everybody.
All right, I'm actually here with Shauna, who I work at the day job with in my department. And,
you know who I am?
You might not believe this, but you're a bit of a geek, and that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, you were the one that broke the news, which turned out to be fake, about Justin Bieber as Robin.
Oh, thankfully.
I thought I was going to have a brain aneurysm when you posted that.
And I thought I was never going to be able to watch Batman for the rest of my life.
Yeah, and you know me. I'm the defender of Ben Affleck, so this was going to make me not see it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get you to roll the dice and answer a question, and then I'll probably ask you a couple more anyhow because I know you.
No.
And there's a prize involved.
Okay. 11.
So what is your favorite TV series?
Okay, so I've got 2. Favorite TV series would have to be Firefly.
Okay.
Or also the Japanese live version of Pretty Guardian Sailor Moon.
Okay, so that's pretty geeky. Definitely not the answer I would have thought come from you. So that's cool. So I got to know, a lot of people have favorite movies, but the question that interests me more is, what is your least favorite movie?
Least favorite movie?
Yeah, like, what do you wish?
Daredevil.
Really? And that's probably why you don't want to see Batman.
I don't know. He did a horrible job in it. I was not a fan. I thought it was going to be really cool, but I can't picture Ben Affleck as a superhero. But then they've said the same thing with Heath Ledger, so.
They said the same thing about Michael Keaton, too.
Exactly, and I thought Michael Keaton was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
He was a better Batman than George Clooney, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, I don't think Ben Affleck's going to smile at everything like Clooney did.
No.
Even when he told him Alfred was dying. Big smile on his face.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Do you want to roll one more time?
All right.
Is that a 6?
It could be a 6 or a 9, your choice.
Okay, let's go with number 6. Who is your favorite super team? Okay, we never discussed super teams before.
No, yes, we have.
That'd be like
Avengers, X-Men, Justice League,
Cloak and Dagger,
Twins, Fantastic Four. The Defenders.
I don't know. I'm going to go with X-Men. I guess Storm being able to conjure up like hurricanes and stuff like that. That's pretty awesome.
Cool. Are you psyched for the X-Men Days of Future Past next year?
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, that was exciting.
Well, Hugh Jackman's 7th time playing Wolverine.
I don't think anybody would be able to replace him. He's done a good job.
Definitely. Did you see the Wolverine?
I saw the first one. I haven't had a chance to see the second one yet.
Check it out. You'll be glad you did. Okay. Well, I appreciate you doing the podcast today.
No problem.
And we'll talk to you out on the day job floor tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Cool. All right. So you got a two?
Yeah.
That's a good one because as fun as what is your favorite movie is, I love hearing people's answer to what is your least favorite.
Least favorite movie.
Yeah. Like, what's the worst movie you ever paid money to see for, and 2 hours of your life you're not getting back?
2 hours of my life I'm not getting back?
Yeah.
Holy crap, which one was it?
Well, my go-to answer is always Batman and Robin.
My go-to would be Twilight.
Well, I've never seen it, so...
You know what mine was? Batman Returns.
Oh, yeah?
With the Penguin. I'm sorry, I don't like that one.
He was pretty gross, the Penguin.
Yeah, I just didn't care for it.
No, she's bashing Batman Returns.
I'm sorry, yeah. Batman Returns, I gotta say, is not my favorite.
No. It wasn't as good as the first.
No, it was very dark, too dark.
That's okay, dark. You know what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good answer. I like it.
All right.
I like it. Just give it a roll there.
It's
10. What is your favorite animated series?
Oh, I need some time to think about that one. Okay, I got an answer.
Sure.
Right, so you're recording now?
Yeah.
All right. My favorite animated series would have to be Young Justice, just because they kind of take...
Fantastic.
They take a bunch of lore from a couple different comics, being like Teen Titans, Young Justice, and just mash it all together, and the story is just tops.
Fantastic. I was sad when it ended.
Yeah, me too.
It ended in a bit of a cliffhanger.
Yeah, and I mean, they show Darkseid and Vandal Savage shaking hands. It's like, this demands a season 3. And then it didn't happen.
What are we talking about here?
Young Justice, the cartoon.
Favorite animated series.
Enjoyed it. I'm actually watching Teen Titans Go now. Have you seen this?
I've seen it. It's kind of like a modern redo. And
it's not really. It's basically the team. And everything not to do with the superheroism.
Yeah.
So it's like a SpongeBob Adventure Time silliness and complete nonsense, but at the same time, still those main characters.
The Learning to Drive episode was entertaining, and then... I think when Raven's dad came to visit Trigon,
that was entertaining. But Young Justice was fantastic.
Yeah.
I did not like what happened to Wally at the end, though.
No, apparently that really didn't sit well with fans. People were upset. And, you know, if they knew anything about comic books, the Flash character is going to die.
Yeah.
It happens all the time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.